would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Good morning. Welcome, everyone. Our theme for the month is New Earth Energy. And today's topic is benevolent versus malevolent spirits, or ghost hunting. This is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Trance Channel for Archangel Metatron, and Awakened Healer. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual counseling over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I also teach online spiritual classes, and you can find more information about that on my website at juliegeigel.com, and you can find me on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. And I would love to invite you to join us. Susan and I are hosting an amazing program, a mentorship program for lightworkers. So our goal is to help lightworkers come together and unite in a beautiful harmony and in love to help really step it up a notch and shine your light in the world. So this is a mentorship program with Susan and I, and this is coming up in July, July 20th, I believe. So be sure to check out our websites, either website at juliegeigel.com. I do have a link there where you can find out more about this amazing mentorship program and sign up. We are only accepting 10 people into this program, so we are excited to really work one-on-one with you and your lightworker abilities. All right, so we are going to go ahead and get started here this morning, and I'm going to ring the tincture bells to clear out any lower vibrations and create a pure sacred space for trance channeling. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity. We are thrilled and delighted to join you here this beautiful day, assisting in your unfolding, expanding your awareness, increasing your ability to tune in and connect with the spirit world. Just allow yourself to relax deeper into this beautiful sacred space that is being created here for you this day. Welcoming in your spiritual counsel. Welcoming in all of the teachers and guides that you are working with from beyond. And we would like you to understand, on this planet Earth, You have chosen to experience duality. And within your framework of duality, you have created negative and positive. You have created good and bad. You have created darkness and light. And part of your awakening and unfoldment toward enlightenment is your ability to transcend your creation here on planet Earth and to be in complete and total alignment with your highest truth, that of God, that of the universe. As we have spoken before, you are an extension of all that is beyond the planet Earth. But as you are functioning as a human being at this time in this realm, we would like to discuss your creation of malevolent and benevolent beings, spirits. Just as there is good and bad within the planet Earth and your experience as a human being, so too have you created good and bad within the dimension that surrounds you, the Earth plane. So within the structure of your Earth, you as a human exist, and within your structure of the Earth, on the other side of the veil, is what you have created, spirits. Spirits that have chosen not to go into the light. Spirits that can influence and interfere as you choose to allow or deny. Ultimately, these spirits are a creation of your mind. And as you are able to ground yourself and stand in your truth, you are able to connect and align with all that you are, and within that alignment is your remembrance of this reality that you have chosen to create. And part of the new earth energy, the purpose and function of the ascension of this planet is to bring in the remembrance of your initial creation. The duality of your human life is a necessary component to the evolution of your soul and your planet. And as you are able to function with this awareness, it brings a deeper meaning to your existence. It allows a freedom to move into your field of awareness that may not have existed before. Continually bringing yourself back to ground zero, to love. It is within the scope of love that all negativity in your life, in the spirit world, in the realms of dimension that you have created, will begin to dissolve and disappear. The most important truth we desire to leave with you here today is that of you are not the thoughts in your mind. You are an extension of God, of light, of magnificence beyond words. You have come here to help this planet evolve, because as the planet evolves, so do you. You have come here for your own personal evolution, and as you evolve, so too does this planet. You are working with a higher order. Open your heart to receive all that you came here to experience. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here this day. This is Julie Geigel channeling Archangel Metatron. Coming up in our next segment, we will discuss...
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
This is Susan Schuler. In life, intention is everything, and I make each of my handmade soy candles and smudging sprays just for you. Go to mediumsusan.com for details.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Have you picked up your free gift yet? You can download my chakra clearing meditation from my website at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel and the beautiful Susan Schuler here to help you connect with your own angelic team. And today we are talking about spirits, malevolent and benevolent spirits. So we're trying to kind of open up some new thoughts, some new ideas, and expand your awareness. We'd love to hear from you. Any thoughts? Even to just stop by and say hi, you can call in at 1-202-570-7057. We are taking questions as well as any comments you have about today's show. Susan, welcome.
Good morning.
Oop, you there, Julie?
I am. I got to turn my volume up so I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
All right. There we go. Yeah. So a little bit of a touchy topic. Everybody kind of has their own views on ghosts and, you know, these spirits here in the, I mean, I don't like to say spirit world because there's, I almost get the sense that there's, you know, the nether world and then there's the spirit world. And the spirit world is, you know, more of where we came from, God and heaven and all those lovely things. And then the nether world is almost in a frequency that, as Metatron touched on a little bit, that we've created within the duality of this experience here on the Earth planet. Thoughts, Susan?
Do you know, I just think it was very interesting. Can you hear me okay? I just want to make sure that you can.
I can, thank you.
Okay, perfect. No, I just think it's really interesting how he was talking about how we create the negative and the positive. I mean, if you look at even when you go back to our heaven and hell concept, I mean, there's always that duality. And it's just kind of the way that we're wired as human beings. So I think it was really interesting that he started off that way because it sort of – some of what he said, I actually had a hard time wrapping my head around because it was just a different way of thinking, but it makes perfect sense. He said one quote that it's a long one, and I'm going to try to read my writing. Here it goes. It says, "You are not your thoughts in your mind. You are an extension of God, light, magnificence beyond words. You have come here to help the planet evolve. And as the planet evolves, so do you." So it's almost like we create this for a purpose. And I, like I said, it just kind of made me think a little bit outside the box than I've normally thought.
Yeah, because this morning I was meditating and, you know, having a beautiful conversation with Metatron. And I'm Catholic, so I was brought up with the angels and demons concept. Mm-hmm. And I've, you know, had some experiences. So you can't tell me that there's not demons out there, because I've seen them. I've experienced them. But that whole idea that, you know, we came here to this planet to experience duality, and in order to have the experience of duality, we needed to create some certain things, and that the whole idea of angels and demons, I mean, angels, I'm still firm on those dudes, needed to be put in place, because it really was the foothold of the duality consciousness of being human. But it all goes back to frequency, and within different frequencies, there are different experiences and, you know, the different dimensions. So, I mean, definitely those frequencies and those dimensions of demons, of negative energies, of malevolent spirits. But as we evolve and continue to align with the truth of our God nature, all of that begins to dissolve and disappear, because as we're in alignment with our own personal truth of God and love, that duality is no longer necessary.
Absolutely. You also spoke about grounding yourself and standing in your truth, and to connect to all that we are. And I thought that was really good too, because when he was talking about grounding ourselves, to me that just sort of helps bring us down to earth, because we do, and I know our media plays into this. I mean, my God, we've all seen Poltergeist. You know what I mean? So because of that, you know, go to the light, you know, I mean, and I don't know about you, but I grew up terrified. I mean, really, I slept with a nightlight until I was in my 30s. I was terrified. And, it's just not like that. And I just love the way he gave just such clarity for that today, about how just we choose. And I think the little rebel in me likes to know that I always have choices. I don't want to feel pinned against the wall, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, it really is an amazing concept. And I mean, if we... Well, because within that truth, then we can kind of move backwards and break it down a little bit within that reality that we've created as human beings. You know, I'm a believer of that earthbound spirit world. And I know you've talked a little bit about some of the beliefs from the spiritualists. Is that the community with AFC?
Yeah, but I'm not a spiritualist, so it's not like I necessarily believe all that the spiritualists believe, because they don't believe in reincarnation, and I totally believe in reincarnation. you know, so there are certain things I have to say that they don't resonate necessarily with me, or I don't make them my own truth, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But much like what you're saying, I mean, I've experienced some strange things too. I mean, I always joke about where I grew up. It was exceptionally busy with activity. It was over a bar. You know, yeah. I mean, it was a breeding breeding ground for it. So it's like, right. You can't tell me that stuff's not there.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm like the same way. It's like, okay, Metatron, I get that we've created all this duality in our mind, but this is our reality. So it's just like, you know, telling me that I'm not existing right now. It's a fiction of my imagination that I've got a body. Okay, well, now let's function from the truth that I do have a body. And I am in this duality, and I am experiencing ghosts, and I am experiencing some negative energies around me. And so, you know, when we walk backward and examine some of those issues, I believe, you know, that we have the malevolent spirits and benevolent. So benevolent are nice. They're not there to scare you. And then we've got malevolent spirits that are more mean-spirited. And, you know, they're the ones that the light comes crashing down on you and you're running for your life here. So that energy is all around us. And sometimes as this energy gets thinner and we are more aware of these other energy fields that are surrounding us, it can be a little bit frightening.
And it's interesting, too, because like what you said, you're aware. I grew up, my sisters all felt it. My mother thinks we're nuts. So it is interesting how not everyone is aware or privy to it. And I mean, the stories that I was told of the people who moved in the restaurant after us, I mean, they actually had like real people, like looking like real people standing in front of them who were spirit.
Wow.
You know, so I mean, it got much more worse for them, let's put it that way, to the point where I think they just wanted to sell the place. But yeah, my mother lived there and didn't feel a thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and everybody has a different reality that they're functioning within. So I don't think that, you know, that some one person is right and the other person is wrong. I think that there's just that these expansion of your own personal truths. And maybe for some of us that can see and sense and feel these things, maybe the purpose of that is for us to help those energies move to the light or to dissolve or help other people work with those energies or understand what they are and how to move through them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. Yeah. I know I did a thing with James Van Praagh years ago. Lori and I both did it. And we went to this very actively spirit active place, the theater in Phoenix. And when we got there, you could just feel all the spirits that were, I don't like to think that they're trapped, but let's just say they were there. And to me, it just felt like they were in their happy space. And it was very interesting because James went through this ceremony sort of thing where we were like pushing them off to the light. And I don't know how I feel about that personally. I think the spirits have the ability to go back and forth. But it was really interesting. It was a very, very interesting experience.
Wow. Wow. That is really cool. Yeah. You know, I kind of move back and forth between some, you know, different truths. For me, I get that sense that some are earthbound and they're kind of trapped. And it's because they're disconnected from love sometimes that they get trapped and they don't understand that there's other options for them, or they like it where they're at and they're hanging attached. Like you said, you know, they're attached to that space or that place and they don't want to move on. But right. I am a firm believer that we're not meant to be earthbound. We're not meant to stay in that frequency or that dimension, that we're all meant to move into the light and we're all meant to be in that beautiful space, energy of that pure frequency of love and, you know, magnificence with God. Any thoughts on that, Susan? Or
well, that's interesting because that brings up a whole different thing because I've already had like people ask me during mediumship readings, for me asking my spirit person to be close to me, am I pulling them away from what they're supposed to be doing on the other side? And I mean, to me, I find that a very interesting idea because, okay, now we've got these linear brains who are like, you're either here or someplace else. So it's like, I mean, I always like to tell them, I'm like, we have the ability to kind of be everywhere when we're in spirit. But that
Absolutely. Is,
you know, there are some people who are like, no, I don't feel like I can keep talking to my husband because he's got things. I feel like I'm forcing him to be here on the earth. It's like, no, it's not like that.
No, I totally agree that it's not like that at all. I do get sometimes a sense, and I know my father was one of them. A psychic had told my mother that he had been kind of stuck here in the earth plane, and our prayers helped him cross into the light, and I could feel the difference in the density of his energy. But yeah, this is a beautiful conversation. Can't wait to hear what Jacob has to say on this topic. Susan Schuler
Absolutely.
Will be channeling in our next segment, Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. Stay tuned.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi,
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like to know the secret to manifesting? Join our next Manifesting Mastermind to create miracles of health, wealth, love, and joy. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Why wonder when you can know? Hi, this is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you get the answers. Schedule an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Would you like to receive daily inspiration? Join me on Instagram and Facebook at Lori Walker, Psychic Medium Healer.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. We hope you enjoyed the beautiful channel from Metatron and Julie today, as well as our most recent discussion about that. As a channeler, I work with a team of guides from the Akashic Records, of whom Jacob is the master teacher and leader of this group. The Akashic Records are where I gain much information during my past life and psychic readings. As a professional psychic medium based in the Los Angeles area, I do readings for clients in person and on the phone and with Skype all over the world. I do frequent mediumship and psychic demonstrations around Los Angeles and other parts of the country as well. I will be back in Western New York and Ontario, Canada from July 27th to August 21st. Aside from private readings and small group readings, due to popular demand, I will be doing two demonstrations at the Eagle House in Williamsville this time, on August 1st and again on August 2nd. Everything usually books up quickly, so if you would like more information, email me at mediumsusan@icloud.com. Aside from private readings and demonstrations, I also teach classes. As Julie mentioned, we have one coming up with a mentorship program. Coming up in Los Angeles, I will also be holding a small group Psychic Fun Fest gathering in Santa Monica on June 21st, tomorrow, for group psychic readings and teaching a few psychic techniques. And I believe there's still one space left for that. On June 24th, Jules Davis and I will be holding another small group mediumship reading in West Los Angeles. Not quite sure if there's any room left for that one. All the details for any of this info may be found at my website at mediumsusan.com or on my Facebook page at Susan Schuler Psychic Medium. Don't forget, we are accepting calls at 202-570-7057 for mini readings during today's show. So let me switch gears and ask Jacob to step forward to see what he has to say about good and bad spirits. Dear gentle listeners, we welcome you today to this new bright day, full of possibilities and joy. You are nearing your summer solstice, which is considered your longest day of the year in many parts of your planet. And we bring this to your attention because this also symbolizes the light that we see growing on your planet, as well as your level of enlightenment as it shines brighter. You are this light, and we remind you to be this light. That being said, we are brought to the topic of today's discussion, the spirit world. We understand the limited thinking the human mind encapsulates, although we in no way wish to insult your intelligence. It is only that you are still such a young group and have yet to experience much. So we understand why you are thinking in this limited way. Due to this, there are still many truths you have yet to grasp. There are many misconceptions in your truths. There are many realms in the universe, some good, others not as good, and some with populations with lower developed intellects, just as there are extremely heightened levels of perception. Some are part of the spiritual realm in the traditional way your planet views them, and others are just various life forms. Most of these light forms are of a higher vibration, but there are some lower ones as well. So what we explain to you now is that many of you confuse the spiritual realm with other life forms in the universe that may be of a lower frequency. But these are very different indeed. The more the veil on your planet thins, the more portals are opening up to various places, some of these connected to the lower frequencies. The spirit world is a high vibrational place, and there is never anything frightening or harmful from this. It operates from a place of harmony, love, and understanding. Even though your spirit people keep their personalities when they cross, the earth evil that some may have had on the planet gets washed clean. For some of these less evolved in their human form, this may take a lengthy period of clearing and readjusting as they reconnect to the purity and beauty of their soul and disconnect from their human ego. But yes, even those serial killers in your world will go back to their pure form eventually. So when you speak of good spirits or bad spirits on your planet, please do not believe this, for the true spirit world is only of a high, beautiful vibration of love, light, and greater understanding. These lower vibrational entities that some of you may have experienced do not come from the spirit world, but rather other realms. Only when your own vibration is weakened will these lower pests bother you, and there is much you can do to avoid association with them. Since we remind you that like attracts like, you want to make sure you are resonating at a higher frequency yourself. Anything like drugs, alcohol, fighting, drama, ego-driven living, all of these things will lower your frequency, thereby inviting in other low vibrational beings into your life. We do not mean to frighten you, because if you live in a higher vibration, these things can simply hold no power over you, but there are portals everywhere. You may have seen some of these lower vibrational beings as black flashes or forms, but they can hold no power over you if you come from love and peace, not fear and anger, We cannot stress this enough. When people on your planet speak of places being haunted with what you refer to as ghosts, a majority of the time this is simply leftover residual energy left by human interactions in a place. For those of you who are more sensitive than others, you will feel this negative energy. And because you are often feeling leftover anger, hate, and fear, it can feel very scary if you actually believe it is alive. But in most cases, it is simply a loop of negative energy that is trapped because the people who still reside in the place have not been able to raise their own vibration enough to clear this negativity away. When many believe they are clearing evil spirits, they are really just raising the vibration of the space and moving the negative energy away. The same is true of people who have attachments, for these are not spirit attachments in the way many of you think, but lower vibrational attachments. These do not have an intelligence at a level that we would call intelligence. The spirit world, on the other hand, has a multi-level of intelligence. There are a multitude of levels, some being far higher in vibration than others, but none of these are based from fear or hate, but only different levels of love and joy. Yes, there are some of your spirits from Earth who once were on the planet and still spend time in certain areas, but not for the reasons your sensationalized films and TV programs wish to depict. No spirit people are ever trapped, for they are free to come and go once they cross. Some are not ready to cross, and due to their belief system on Earth, may fear repercussions of a heaven or hell, and choose to stay for a while. But those who cross to the other side may choose to stay in certain places, close to loved ones, or to a place where they feel happy memories. There are not ghosts, and they are far from trapped. The human linear mind simply believes one can either be here or there, but it is far more vast than that. We are simply touching on some of these truths at this time, but there are still so many convoluted concepts most of you simply cannot understand. But we cannot stress enough that there is nothing to fear, for you control your vibration and frequency of your living environment. And if you feel at any time a certain negativity, there is much you can do to raise your vibration, so these lower life forms are not attracted to you, for with them can come further bad behaviors and sickness, but you hold control over them, not the other way around, so there is nothing for you to fear. Keeping your space's vibration high should be an ongoing practice, much like cleaning your house. Negativity is attracted to clutter, dirt, disorganization, fighting and hostility, and of course, drugs and alcohol. We ask to focus on living your lives from a place of love, hope, compassion, and kindness, not fear or hate. This is Susan Schuler channeling Jacob from the Akashic Records. Stay tuned for the last segment of the show where Julie and I will be discussing this channel. Thank you.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration? Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go.
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like a free psychic reading? Become a member of our inner circle and get a free reading today. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Hi, this is Susan Schuler. Have you stopped by my website to download your free mini grounding meditation? Do so now at mediumsusan.com.
Would you like to speak with an angel? Hi, I'm Lori Walker, a trans channel for Rialta from the angelic realm. Book your session now at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door, when wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood, or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler here on Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday on Om Times Radio. And wow, Jacob was on fire this morning. I have two pages of notes, Susan. lots of great information. And Chris, sometimes I get a little deep in our discussion. If we have a caller, be sure to interrupt us. Please, we'd love to hear your thoughts, or if you would like a psychic or medium reading, call in at 1-202-570-7057, or jump over to our break room over on Facebook, Angel Talk Tuesday Break Room, and post your question in the break room. We do give one psychic or medium reading a show here, so please do call in. All right, well, I want to touch on a couple things. So I'm going to kind of move to the end of the channel there, and then I'll go backwards here. But one thing I really wanted to point out that Jacob said is no spirit people are ever trapped. They can come and go as they desire. And I absolutely agree with that 100%, because it's about vibration. And it's about their disconnection with the love that they are. So I think sometimes these, our loved ones or people, they get stuck in a lower dimension because they don't believe that they are worthy, or they don't believe that they are allowed into heaven. And it just is not true. At any time, they can choose to move into a higher dimension. At any time, they can choose to cross over into the light and walk into heaven. There's nobody standing at the gates going, yes, you can come in. No, you can't come in. But I also believe there are different levels in heaven. So certainly if you were a serial killer here on this planet, you're not going to zoom up to, the 12th dimension with God. I can't remember if Jacob Chandel, the washing, talked about there. You go through a cleansing, you go through a washing after you've moved into the light. Any thoughts on that?
Do you know, it's interesting. One of my favorite teachers, Paul Jacobs, talked about that one time, and he was saying that he was during a meditation one time, and he's had near-death experiences. He was communicating with his father, and he went to this great, he was like getting ready to go to this like amazing, like new level, and his father said to him in spirit form, I can't go with you. I'm not ready to go there yet. And I just found that really interesting. Wow. So when you talk about the levels, it's like, yeah, I think there are levels. I think it depends on how evolved we are. I think you and I visit these levels when we do our channeling, but,
absolutely.
You know, you're, it's almost like a kindergartner going into senior high. You wouldn't quite be ready for that.
Absolutely. I love that. I love how you explain that. And also, Jacob talked about keeping your space vibration high should be a daily practice, just like cleaning your house. And I mean, that's really the biggest point I want to leave with our listeners today is that, you know, no matter what energy that you're sensing, the spirits that might be around you, the ghosts, if you will, it's really important to remember that you are always powerful. You are always more powerful than any lower frequencies that you might be feeling that are around you. And it's really, really important to create sacred space everywhere. And I know for myself in my home, I have angel stickers on all of my windows, all of my mirrors, any antique items in my home. I've got it on the back. And I've also got something sacred in every room. If it's not a cross, there's a picture of God, or there's an angel in every single room of my house. And then I've got these beautiful plaques, you know, kindness matters, keep it simple, believe, beautiful inspirational quotes that are sprinkled throughout my house as well. And daily I say prayers, daily I do chants, meditate. I mean, I work it 24/7 nonstop. And I mean, I'm a different person than when I was 10 years ago before I started with those rituals and those daily practices. And it really is important. I cannot express enough how important it is for you to consciously, purposefully create a sacred space in your environment. Susan?
Absolutely. And it's funny, I do all of my readings in my bungalow. And when people walk in, it's my living space. A lot of people don't like to do readings in their living space. And when people walk into my place, even if they're not really evolved, everybody says the same thing. Wow, it feels so good in here. And it's like, I know they don't really know why it feels so good, but much like you, it's like, I'm constantly working on shifting energy. It's like, I'm constantly like, the tincture bells, like that you ring before we begin, before each reading, I clear the energy out. I invite new energy in to the point where if my dogs hear the bell, they run to the back of the house because they know they're going to get shut away. I mean, it's kind of funny, but it is interesting too. Like even if somebody's having a fight with you, it's like they can feel the positive energy. They'll gravitate towards you, or I should say the other people in the house will gravitate towards you if you're at a higher place. So people can totally feel that. And that is, it's like cleaning your house.
Most definitely. And I work out of my home too, Susan. So I can absolutely agree and really, I know. Yep, I can't say enough about that. All right, so now we're going to go back to the beginning of your channeling, some of the other truths that were brought in. Jacob talked about these lower frequencies, these energies that are vibrating at a lower frequency are actually coming from another dimension. So I think that was important too, because that was something that was brought up or that we had discussed, that we have the spirit world and then, you know, I call it the nether world, but I do like the idea of the, you know, dimensions that are vibrating at a lower frequency. Because I think a lot of times people just kind of lump everybody together in the spirit world. And so it is just an awareness that we have the spirit world, which is a sacred space, and that, you know, is the 12 dimensions of light, if you will. And then we have the quantum dimensions. And it reminds me of quantum jumping, because I am certified in quantum jumping, and I've worked with that a lot in my practice. And so there, it totally is the idea. Now, this is an amazing thought. For every thought you've ever had, every decision you've ever had to make, and all of the different possibilities that could happen as you moved in different directions, making different decisions, there are dimensions where that decision was made and that life is being led and that is being played out. So there's a dimension where you went to school. There's a dimension where you didn't go to school. There's a dimension where you were rich and wealthy, and there's a dimension where you were poor and homeless. And so we are oftentimes tapping into these different dimensions, and we tend to gravitate toward lower dimensions because that's our ego, that's, you know, those monkey mind thoughts. But we can as purposefully focus on positive dimensions and draw energy from the dimension of being rich and famous as easily as we can draw from being poor and homeless. So I love that. I mean, that totally fit with what I know to be true with the quantum dimensions and quantum jumping, that this is also the possibility of these lower energies, these lower spirits are in a different dimension. And so with the veil thinning, we can feel these different dimensions. Any thoughts on that, Susan?
Well, it's interesting that he mentioned portals, because that seems so sci-fi-ish to me.
Oh, I loved it.
You know, but I definitely, and what I was told one time, which I thought was really interesting, is those of us who are a little more sensitive, we gravitate towards living in places that have portals.
Yep. Oh my gosh, and there's the bell. I can't believe the time's almost over. All right, I wanted to just quickly mention before we go, Susan and I have an exciting program coming up, Lightworkers Mentorship Program. This will be limited to 10 lucky people. Susan and I will take under our wing, if you will, to help you connect and talk to your angels, uncovering your own psychic abilities. You can sign up for that on my website, juliegeigel.com, or susanshuler.com. Until next week. This is Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler helping you connect with your own angelic team.